This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 169 for Thursday, December 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly higher Thursday morning, although activity was thin and choppy. Canola, 90 cents to over $9 higher. The January contract moving up $10.10 now at $1,004.40 per ton. Chicago soy oil futures had been lower earlier in the day, as was Malaysian palm oil, but soy oil is turning higher, while European rapeseed futures are also up on the day. Ongoing concerns over tight supplies remained supportive, but prices may have already reached a level to ration demand. Statistics Canada releases updated production estimates tomorrow, and average guesses call for a downward revision to the already small crop projection. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all mostly higher now, with gains in outside energy and equity markets lending support to the ag futures as they show some recovery off the losses posted earlier this week. Soybeans up 7 cents in the January contract at $12.35 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at just over a million tons were in line with expectations. The USDA also announced additional sales to China and other unknown destinations this morning. Monthly crush data released yesterday did beat expectations, with nearly 197 million bushels of soybeans crushed in the U.S. during the month. Corn, it is higher this morning, up 7 cents in the March contract at $5.78 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at 1.3 million tons of old and new crop business combined. Ethanol production in the country was down on the week, but still well above what was being processed at the same time a year ago. Stocks of the renewable fuel remain tight. Wheat is mostly higher, with chart-based positioning a feature. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14 cents in the March contract at $10.34 per bushel. Kansas City up 15 cents in March at $8.34 per bushel, and Chicago wheat, it's up 16 cents in the March contract at $8.06 per bushel. But weekly U.S. wheat export sales were disappointing at only 79,900 tons. Opinions are divided on the size of Canada's wheat crop ahead of tomorrow's report. While there is anecdotal talk that yields may have ended up better than earlier expectations, the amount of abandonment and lost acres is unknown, with most analysts predicting a downward revision to the total production. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.